Hello?
Hello, my name is Satirica, and I'm trying to call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Ozella Bonner, and I had put in for my unemployment, and every time I call, they say they're holding it for a week. It will be put in for a week something. But I haven't received a payment, and I wanted to know what's going on.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your social security number?
419-043-832. I've been doing my weekly job, so I just left by three places looking for a job.
Okay, Ms. Bonner, may I have your date of birth, your driver's license number, and your mother's maiden name?
Date of birth is 11/21/1963. Driving license number 7422541. Mother's maiden name is Margaret Owens.
So it says pending lease claimed. So what are they talking about, the waiting period?
I guess, because I've been filing and doing whatever I'm supposed to do every week, going to top job searching, going different places, looking for jobs, putting in applications, going online, calling, going in person.
Okay. But yes, ma'am. So you have been doing everything you were supposed to do, and I do see that. And there are pending weeks.
Okay, how many pending weeks they got?
So there is, let me see. So there's one, two, three. So there's, let me see. That's one, two, three, four, five. It's like it's five pending weeks. And I'm trying to see why it's pending.
Yeah, because I've been doing what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, issue stopping payment. So the separation issue, they're still trying to verify why you separated from your last employer. So I'm guessing they haven't spoke to them yet. And then it says failure to provide information, and it's not telling me what information they need. Yeah, it says, like, these are the two issues that stopping payment. So the first one is a separation issue. And it's just, they're trying to verify why you had separated from your last employer. But it's still under review. And then it says failure to provide information. Did they send you a letter or anything?
I haven't received a letter.
Okay.
I know I got a call from them, and I went to the unemployment office. And I had to put in, to go in the portal. And then I had missed a week, I think 2 weeks. A week or so, but I put in a 22nd. So I don't know. Ain't nobody sent me no letter.
Okay, so no letter, but they did call.
And I did speak with them. And she told me to continue to file my weekly claim. And I went in and picked one of the weeks on the 22nd. Found the weekend on the 22nd or so. But I did it. Went in and did it while I was at the unemployment office at the time I was there. I brought it up that I hadn't received no payment.
Okay, so
and
I...
The man that talked to me said, well, since they didn't return or half of them, it was all on me. I had to keep on doing my weekly thing. It was up to me because they never received a response back from my last employee.
That's what it is. They still trying to, that's one of the issues, one of the, it has something to do with your last employer, and they never responded. And
that was what she said, now it's up to you. So you need to keep filling out, doing your weekly calling.
But yes,
doing your job, and I have done that.
So that is right. You do have to keep filing. And for that failure to, and for the last employer, so that's where it says failure to provide information. Besides, when you have you already spoke to someone with the inquiry department?
Yeah, the lady that called me.
Okay, you already did that too.
Ma'am?
No, I said, so you already did that too. So I'm trying to see why they holding it.
Yeah, because I talked to the lady called me. I talked to her. I went to the unemployment office myself. And the lady did the point and we corrected the week I was missing. And she told me on the phone, make sure you keep doing your weekly report. I've done it. I'm still out job search.
Okay, ma'am. And I do see that week, June the 22nd, and that's one of the pending weeks, too.
Yeah, and I did that one. I think I went in and did it. But they took one for that one.
Okay.
But I've been doing what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what the hold up is, but I've been doing everything they told me. Matter of fact, I'm just getting back. I'm doing job search, picking up applications and stuff today.
Okay.
What's really going on?
But yes, Ms. Bonner, so you have been doing everything you're supposed to do, and you do have to keep filing. And I know some of you just gotta wait. It sounds like the waiting period, but when you filed, let me see. No, you filed that claim a while ago, so it can't be that.
Yeah, I'm not. See, why they holding my money? Because by the time they pay me, they're going to hold me a back pay. And then I think they, yesterday when I called in, they had to update all the information or something yesterday. We had something before I did my weekly thing.
Okay, Miss Bonner. So besides everything that we, besides the weekly certifications, which I do see that you've been doing them already, and the pending weeks, and you already spoke to people, and then with your employer, I'm trying, it's not really giving me any information why they're holding it. And you may have to speak with the inquiry department again, but other than that, there's nothing wrong with your claim.
Okay, who is the inquiry people? Every time I call them at 5 o'clock, they already got an appointment.
Okay, ma'am. So besides the inquiry department, the only other way to get in contact with them would be to submit a ticket instead. And you can do that by going to our website, which is adol.alabama.gov, and it'll take you to the Alabama Department of Labor page.
Wait, let me write that down. What is it?
Okay, so it's spelled adol.alabama.gov, and it'll take you to,
Okay, all those lowercase.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
adol.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am. And it'll take you to the Alabama Department of Labor page. And there's a tab. This is IMA and then AN. And once you hit that tab, ma'am, there's an option that says claim it. And you'll hit claim it. And it should say, I'm a claimant. You'll scroll down, and underneath that will be the claimant portal. And you'll scroll down one more time, and you'll see an option that says request and provide claim information. And then you'll hit learn more.
Claim and provide information. And then the other one says what?
So you'll hit, once you see that request and provide information, you'll hit learn more. And it'll take you to the unemployment compensation inquiry page. So it will ask you to fill out our form, and I'm going to give you your claimant ID number because they'll ask for that. And your number is 331-8423. Mm-hmm. And then you'll ask for your first and last name, a good email and phone number, and then you'll ask about the subject. And I'll put down status of claim. And in the comment or question box, you'll just put down that you've been doing your weekly certifications each week. You already spoke with someone from the inquiry department, and they told you that they weren't able to get in contact with your employer, and that they said it's on you. And you'll just put down, I need to know what I need to do and to receive my money. You can just put down, basically, I say the best way to put it down is just like, so I've done my weekly certifications each week. I've already spoke to the inquiry department. They told me that it's on me and that I need to keep filing my weekly certifications each week, which I've been doing. And I want to know, is there anything else I need to do besides filing my weekly certifications? And if I need to try and reach out to my employer myself. And it's just like the best way to put it down. But of course, you can just put it in your own words. Okay. But yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's this is crazy. I've been filing. I ain't got a dime. They ain't sent me nothing. And I'm not working. I got bills to pay.
But yes,
and
ma'am.
You know, it's my money is in there already. I'm trying to see what the issue is, why my money ain't hit me yet.
That's what I'm trying to see because.
Because the employer don't send their comment or whatnot. That has nothing to do with me. I'm doing my part. They need to release my money so I can get paid. What the fuck you got this shit on my damn cloud?
Well, yes, Ms. Bonner. I do, like I said, I see you've been doing everything you're supposed to do. And they just holding it for whatever reason. And it shouldn't, you know, that's not your fault because it's the employer. And I don't know what they expect you to do if they didn't say anything when they first called you.
Oh, this one is on me.
But that's crazy. But besides this, Ms. Bonner, the only thing that you can do besides continue to file your weekly certifications is just submitting that ticket and just letting them know that you've done your part and they called you already, but they didn't tell you anything. They told you about the employer, but they said it's on you, but they didn't give you any info on how you're supposed to deal with it if this was holding up your payments.
Right.
But yes, ma'am. So they will either email you, but they most likely gonna call you and just let you know the other what steps to take besides doing your weekly certification.
Okay.
But yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Yeah.
I just
this
want.
Is crazy.
I agree.
This is so crazy.
But yes, Ms. Bonner. But if you don't have any more questions for me, I just want to say, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day. Also, I'm sorry about the inconvenience. If I could do more on my side, I would.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too, ma'am. And I do hope you receive all your payments soon.
I hope so, because I be needing it.
I know that's real.
Bills ain't gonna stop rolling.
Exactly.
Won't keep coming. I'm going to try to get in with the inquiry today. I guess I need to call around 4:30, you guess, for to get a space for them to call me.
Like, they want you, so they do want you to call at 5, but I know when you do call at that time, all the appointments be full, but you literally had to call at probably like 4:59 on the, 4:59 on the dot.
Okay.
But yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.